to get smart about fishing right now with Captain Bobby.
Yeah, it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. And Captain Bobby Abrascato with A-Team Fishing joins us, as he does every Thursday. Good morning, Captain Bobby.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're good, and we're in that kind of weird stretch here, pre-spring stretch, where you really never know what you're going to get for the forecast, and I know that makes fishing interesting sometimes.
Interesting is a good word for it, Don. I can tell you right now. I'm out there right now going through thermal bibs, jackets, Bermuda shorts, tank. These are all the clothes I got in my truck for my fishing trip because I don't know what's going to happen. And if you think it confuses us, it really confuses the fish. Mm. We talked last week, and I may have mentioned this, but we were showing 70-degree water temperature, which is like Dalton just mentioned. That's springtime water temperature levels. And, of course, we're going to get cold tonight and then either colder through the weekend and colder next week. So interesting is a good way to put it. I could think of another way, but I can't say it on live radio.
You know, Captain Bobby, you're right, though. I mean, at least we get an explanation of the forecast. They're just down there swimming around thinking, what the heck's going on? Also, last night we had a full moon, though maybe you couldn't see it because of the storms that were rolling through. How does that affect anybody doing their fishing?
Well, that's the good news, Dan, because the full moon really has a positive effect on the trout fishing in particular, because even though they're not in their spawn right now, they're getting close to start to get that way. But even when trout aren't in their spawn, that full moon affects them and causes them to act like they're spawning. And with that, what they do is gather up and get in groups of spawning schools, is what we call them. And when they're gathered up like that, they get really competitive. And basically the gist of all of that, it means when you find them, it's a lot easier to catch them. And trout, speckled trout in particular, are one species that some species don't feed real well when they're spawning. Speckled trout do. So this is a real good period. So despite what's going on with the weather, that's going to be a positive. And that's going to have a positive effect all the way through the weekend, about 5 days in front, 5 days behind, you get that positive effect. 3 days on either side is real good. It starts to taper off after five. So we're going to make it through the weekend with some good positive effect of that full moon.
Yeah, and is that what you're fishing mainly, Captain Bobby, right now with that moon?
Yes, sir. And what we'll do is mainly still fishing in the rivers, Dalton. The fish are still going to stay in there until that water temperature gets up. Now, I said 70 degrees. It's going to drop. When it gets up and stays over about the mid-60s, you'll see those fish move out of the rivers. I don't foresee that happening until at least mid-March. It rarely happens before that. So we're going to be talking about river fishing probably for another few more weeks until they start going into what we call the spring transition, which is a fun period to fish, too.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. I know a lot of folks are talking about planning some fishing trips as we move forward into some better weather, and with folks thinking that probably starting to fill up on the trips. If someone wants to book a trip with you with A-Team Fishing, how can they get that done?
So go to ateamfishing.com. That's our website. And talking about that full moon, that's one of the things that we do is we can go through that with you if you're planning a trip and you want to schedule it around some of the peak periods. Now's a good time to do that because you got that upcoming spring spawn coming up, and you really want to be fishing around the new moon to a certain extent, but certainly to that full moon. And she'll get you booked for those if you decide you want to do that.
And I know we're coming up on some rare weekends where we're able to pull Captain Bobby off the water, and he has to work on land, so we get to see him at the boat show and some other events.
That's right, yeah,
those
boat
are
show.
Coming up over the course of the year. Captain Bobby, we appreciate you so much coming on with us, just as you do every week.
All right, guys, y'all have a great weekend. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
Captain Bobby Abrascato with A-Team Fishing and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company.